At the very beginning, when my mother bought a house in Brunswick with the help of us, her three children, she started writing her story at age 64. And we didn't know any of this. We were in our 20s at the time. And she wrote her story in an A4 size page, in just like a little book form. And she kept doing that, and I feel that it was her way of unloading a lot of pain and misfortune in her life. She did that, and we didn't know about it. And then some 10 years later, I happened to be tidying up her drawers, and I found this notebook. And it was written in Greek, and I had no idea what it said. And I said, "What is this?" And she said, "It's my life, it's my story, and I've just got it out." And I convinced her to read some of it to me. And it didn't read like a diary. It read like she was writing a novel. She had read a lot of books when she was younger. My grandfather would get books for her, and she'd read love stories. So she was well read, even though she didn't have a lot of schooling. When she read it to me, I was quite taken aback with the quality of writing that she possessed. So then we put that away, and a couple of years later, something just clicked inside of me, and I said to myself, I've got to get this story out, even if it's just for the family. So we started off, and we found a lady that could translate it from Greek to English, which she did. So then it comes back to me, and then I go and take it to my home, and I'm in bed. I'm a single parent at this stage, and I'm in bed alone, and I'm reading her story. And I read it from start to finish with tears literally streaming down my face, because I had no idea anything that was going on or what went on with my mother, and it was very revealing. So then I turned the story into just a book for the family, and it looked a bit like the Encyclopedia Britannica, and I threw some photos in there, and I didn't even edit it. I did nothing, okay? So that was left again. And then years later, I started thinking, maybe I need to get that and start turning it into some sort of book, so that mum's story is left for prosperity. What I did know about my mother was very, very little. I didn't know my father. He left when we were three. My mother pretended that she was still married when she went out to work. She still wore her wedding band. I didn't know anything about our father, nothing, until I read her story. I didn't know my mother suffered silently, and she put up such a brave face, which a lot of the women did in those days. By the time I was ready to turn the book into a memoir, Mum was in her 90s. So it was a little bit about a race against time. So this is how much time went from when she was 64 to by the time I find her story. And then I ask her permission. So she gave me that amazing permission, and it just literally brings tears to my eyes, because she put herself out there, which a lot of women of that generation would never even consider doing that. I've spoken to women, and they go to me, he was like that, we won't go there. But my mother went there, and she took me there with her on her journey, and it's out there. And I want other women, not only of her generation, women of today who are too afraid to say that they're being abused sexually, physically, mentally in their marriages, to speak up, because my mother was brave enough at her age 90 to speak up and allow me to put her words in print. So it's massive, it's massive. I want to also start off with saying that the book isn't all misery. It's about a strong woman who, against all odds, didn't stay with my father for various reasons that are in the book, which is very, very rare of a Greek woman to do that and to raise children on her own. Once I was writing the book, I said to my mum, "Don't die. I want you to be alive to see your book in print." And I wanted her to hold the book, and she did. People that read the book wanted to meet my mum. Some people came and met my mum, were fortunate before COVID, because when they read the book, they would contact me and say, "I want to meet this woman." which I couldn't believe that people read it and wanted to come and meet my mum. And this one friend of mine, Julie, she came and met my mother, and she said, oh, this book needs to go into the Richmond Historical Society. So I gave them the books. I wrote a 50-word synopsis about the story. And then 3 or 4 months later, I get an email saying, congratulations, When the Past Awakens has been shortlisted for the Victorian Community History Awards. We got shortlisted in a small category of 5 in community diversity. We didn't win the category, that's fine, but we ended up being able to claim that our book, very first book, my very first book ever, Mum's very first book, got shortlisted, and she just couldn't believe it. People found a lot in her story, because not only was my mother in an arranged marriage, she was also left in Cyprus for 6 years while my father was here in Australia. My mother came out to Australia with her youngest brother and confronted my father, even though he didn't want her to come out. The rest is in here, which her first night in Australia is not a good one. Maria became a mother at age 36, nearly 37. That's how it happened with my mother. She wanted to come to Australia to give us children that she eventually had a better life than she had. There's a piece in the very back of the book here, and it's called Someone Called Me Today. And it's a phone call that I pick up the phone, and it's my mum, and I start crying because I know. She goes, your father called today. That was after 40 years. He calls my mother. So that question has stirred up some emotion, not because I miss my father, because of the pain that he caused the family. But I don't blame him. I have no hate for him. But we had the opportunity to meet him. So my sister said, no, I don't know him. I don't want to meet him. My brother and I ummed and ahed. And I said in the end, no, I don't want to meet him. I don't want him to see his grandchildren. So I made a conscious decision not to meet him. The journey of writing my mother's story has led me to where I am today, to writing and finding passion in writing and learning the craft of writing. So that's where I'm at the moment.